Mutual Insurance.
From your home and auto to your farm, business, and life insurance, Rural Mutual offers coverage built for Wisconsin lives. Local agents, trusted protection. Rural Mutual Insurance, Wisconsin only and Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The Wisconsin Beef Council, your checkoff dollars in motion, and during the summertime, that's definitely the case. You knew it started out with May and Beef Month. Then, of course, they were partners with a lot of different organizations through the month of June. July, they'll see you at county fairs, they'll see you at field events, and they'll also be telling you more about some business meetings. That's to come. Remember, checkoff chat and the Wisconsin Beef Council message brought to you courtesy of our friends at Equity Cooperative Livestock. Don't forget, they have been around since 1922. They are there to help their livestock producers, no matter what the species, quite honestly. All you need to do is check out equitycoop.com or give them a call. Tammy Vossen's in studio with us today. She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Find out more about all the things they do, their recipes, stories about the farmers they're involved with at beeftips.com. What you may not see there, though, is her busy itinerary. Heading out to Denver for the annual summer conference. Let's talk about that first, Tammy, because that really is the overarching meeting that gives you a lot of direction on what Wisconsin might be thinking about for programs, right?
It absolutely is. So the summer meeting brings together the National Checkoff Committee. So that entails our Cattlemen's Beef Board members, as well as the Federation of State Beef Councils. And at the summer meeting, the national checkoff contractors will present kind of their intended program of work for 2027. So from Wisconsin Beef Council's perspective, we get to kind of get the framework and understanding of the direction that those programs are going to be headed and how we might incorporate and bring those things back to our state. But I think something really key for our farmer listeners to hear about in those meetings is that producer leaders representing you from here in Wisconsin as well are helping to give input into what those programs look like for next year, as well as to just give an overall ranking in terms of, wow, we really think this is a program that's going to move demand for beef. Or maybe we feel a little bit more moderate about this particular program. So when those final funding decisions are being made, those producer leaders also get to hear those local voices.
You know, that's influenced Wisconsin beef checkoff dollars in the past. I think about when we were investigating Central America and we found out that some of the beef that they were very, very fond of came from our Wisconsin beef producers. It turned into kind of a, I can't remember, reverse trade mission or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. So we get to, we'll just use foreign marketing as an example. There's five checkoff committees, foreign marketing being one of them. And so within that committee meeting next week, or while we're recording this ahead of time, so while we're sitting in those checkoff meetings, the U.S. Meat Export Federation will present their intended program of work, and they'll use the market research that they have, the understanding of free trade agreements, and the impacts that those are having around the country in terms of exporting beef into those countries. And so that gives, again, direction back to us. So as I mentioned, there's five checkoff committees. There is foreign marketing, but there's also research, consumer information, promotion, and industry information. And we actually have Wisconsin representatives that sit on each one of those committees. So our three Cattlemen's Beef Board representatives, Terry Quam, Steve Springer, and Aaron Crooks, as well as our representative of the Wisconsin Beef Council, who sits on the Federation of State Beef Councils, is Kurt Larson. And then Amy Reduns will also be in these checkoff meetings as well, because she represents us nationally on the board of directors for the Federation.
Yeah. So like we said, there's a lot of different play that Wisconsin has with the national scene to make decisions locally. And that literally will dictate some of your strategic planning, Tammy, when you put together the Wisconsin Beef Council's budget. Before we get into directions on that, let's just pause for a moment. One thing that is becoming an underlying conversation I'm having with many of our commodity groups is budgets only grow if the farmers' activity grows. Per se, we're talking about historically low beef cattle numbers. The generation of sales of those beef cattle numbers are directly correlate to the operating budget that you have as executive director. I'm not sure that all consumers or necessarily all farmers understand that relationship. When you don't have cattle to sell, as is the historic situation right now in the United States, then you really have to be calculated like a laser on how you use your limited funding.
Well, that's so true. And we actually just had our executive committee meeting today that is kind of laying out what we are looking at for our projected revenue for next year. And so, as you mentioned, reduced cattle herd. The other thing that we're seeing, not only here within our state, but nationally, is that cattle are sold fewer times over the course of their lives. You know, the practice of crossbreeding dairy to beef semen has impacted that overall. And so we have seen a reduced budget available for us to continue to grow demand for beef. So kind of our board intent for next year is that we're gonna look at maybe dipping into our reserve balance, because we're hopeful that this might be our lowest budget year for next revenue year for 2027. But it's continuing to be creative in how we can have our biggest impact in reaching our consumer across the state of Wisconsin, to keep them buying our product and understanding the true value that beef brings to their plate.
Just so you know, there's not a big bonus coming for Tammy Vossen at the end of the calendar year because she stuck around, because that's not the way our commodity groups work. Again, this is Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of our friends that are in the same boat, Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales. They've been around since 1922. They've seen a lot of things, including these kinds of cyclical situations. Find out more about them at equitycoop.com, reaching out to all the livestock industry. So we talk about how you're focusing in on the game plan for 2027. If producers, consumers, anybody wants to find out about this, one of the best ways is meeting your staff at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, because as Tammy alluded to, she'll be in Denver for the big summer conference while they are in the beef tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. What should we expect there, Tammy?
Yeah, well, we certainly look forward to having conversations with our farmers at Farm Technology Days every year. So as you mentioned, you know, please stop by the beef tent. Wisconsin Beef Council and the Beef Checkoff Program is celebrating 40 years of existence here in September. So happy to share with you and answer questions that you have about how your dollars are invested into programs to educate and inform our consumers and grow demand for beef. But also, as a part of the overall beef tent, you know, there's some great educational sessions that will be happening. Extension is going to be leading some carcass education programs, as well as there'll be some demonstrations on hoof health. And you'll be able to visit with fellow producers who are representing a number of different beef breeds who will have cattle within that tent. And then lastly, we do have a consumer outreach piece at Farm Technology Days as well. So a kids activity where they'll be able to come in and learn about the different nutrients that beef feeds into their bodies, but our delicious beef recipes will be available as well.
That's a trifecta or more of information all in one place. Check it out if you're going to Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Again, like we said, they will be in the beef tent. You can check the information directory once you arrive on grounds. If you want more information about any of these efforts or to follow up maybe with an email to the staff, go to beeftips.com. Checkoff Chat featuring Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, brought to you courtesy of our friends at Equity Livestock Cooperative Sales, featuring services for all of the livestock industry since 1922. Find more at equitycoop.com. That's Checkoff Check. I'm Pam Yonke.
Rural Mutual Insurance.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proudly Wisconsin only. That means local agents, local service, and people who understand the communities they protect. From farms to small businesses to family homes, Rural Mutual is Wisconsin strong, protecting what matters most right here at home. Visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.